update on injuries. As I mentioned last night, Champ Bailey did leave the game, did not return. He's had a barrage of testing, and right now it looks like he's going to be in a week-to-week type of mode. With this week, his availability we'll look at on Wednesday. Obviously, the bye is after the Washington game. But right now, I'd say the best way to describe him is week-to-week.
News just came down. Tavares King actually tweeted he's headed to Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's news to me, but we'll see.
Hey, John, after the game, Wes Welker's quote here is he said, "We didn't play very smart, we need to grow up. Guys need to grow up." Is
that true? Well, I think there were some penalties in the game that ideally you would like to react to better emotionally, and it's all part of the growing process that it's week to week, really, whether you win or lose.
Was there something on Decker's play at the front of the end zone that didn't merit a challenge where they didn't give him a touchdown?
No, you have to complete the catch, and that's a rule that anybody in football understands, and that doesn't always associate with media and sportscasters.
Did you think he didn't complete the catch?
No, because you have to hold on to the football to complete the catch, and that didn't happen.
John, with Ronnie's ball security issues, why did you feel it was the right time to put him in the game for that potential touchdown late?
Well, if you follow the game and look around the league, most of your top backs, have 2 and 3 fumbles. So it's not anything you like. It's not anything we're happy about. I'm sure if you ask him, he would probably reply the same. But, no different than I'd feel comfortable having Bubba be out there catching the ball. So he is part of our running back core. Actually had some very nice runs in the game.
As you talked about completing the catch, for the average fan tweeting, wondering about that Decker play, what should they be looking for on that play?
The rules for a runner and a pass catcher are different. In the act of catching a ball, you have to finish the catch. That means you go out of bounds on the ground, you have to come up with the ball, and it can't have touched the ground. So it's just like any catch.
How did Vaughn look?
Like it was the first game. I think, it's kind of what happens. It's like anything. You hope that the more you do it, the better you get. And, I wasn't poor by any stretch, he'll get better as we go, I can assure you.
Any thoughts on their aggressive pass defense? A couple times it looked like, especially with Welker, they may have gotten there a little early.
It's in this league to win, you have to overcome a lot of obstacles. I think it starts with the opponent, and then there's other things get thrown in there that I'm not going to mention. It's an aggressive game, and there's a lot of judgments and whatnot involved in a game.
After the game, Julius Thomas mentioned that, to be a great team, like you guys want to be, you can't be average in terms of turnover margin, and that's kind of a big concern, he said.
Right.
How concerned are you about that after the game?
Well, you get concerned with all of it, the penalties, that was one of those obstacles. I think the turnovers are obviously, and, they were being kind to us calling it that we had 3. I count the sack, fumble, safety as a turnover because you give them points as well as another possession because we have to turn around and kick off. But, statistically it didn't go in that way, but we were still -2, -3, however you want to look at it. And when you're on the road in a hostile environment and against a good football team, that's usually doesn't bode very well.
For some of us that don't know the ins and details of the team, what was the decision to go with Hillman and not Moreno on that key play that Hillman fumbled?
I think I already answered that.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, if you have to go with your O-line as it was configured, do you think time, another week practicing in that configuration can improve things, or do you have to make some kind of change?
Well, I think, when you get in a chuck and duck kind of game, where you're one-dimensional, especially on the road, crowd noise against maybe the best pass rusher in football right now statistically, it doesn't go real well. When you're down 19 points or you're down 16 points, and the key is trying to avoid putting yourself in that situation. That didn't make it very easy on our pass protection. I've been involved in a lot of games like that on both sides, and we'll improve, and hopefully we learn from it and not put ourselves in that position again.
Are you a believer that you learn more from losses than wins?
No, I'm a believer in you get better every week, and hopefully you're learning all the time regardless of game outcomes. And not too many teams go through these seasons unscathed. I think it's probably been done once in 35 years. It's why it's hard to repeat. It's why it's a pretty competitive game. I expect us to learn. It's like all mistakes. You got to admit them. All right, then you got to fix them, and then you do your best not to let them happen again.
Has your pass defense gotten any better? How concerning is that?
I thought our defense actually played pretty well. I mean, we were much improved on third down. That was a good run team that team had, and I thought we played pretty rugged in there for most of the game. I think we made some key errors early in the game. Our red area, we had two breakdowns and let them have scores, one right before the half. I thought that was a pretty damaging blow. I thought, and for 30 minutes, I thought we looked like we have the makings of a championship defense, but we're not quite there yet. No, we're running the same defense as we ran, all offseason, all camp, first six games. We didn't invent any special coverages for this game just because we lost.
Are they, when you play with a lead, is that different than, the style when they have had to play from behind? Has it changed?
The game changes. The ebbs and flows change. I really don't understand the question that well, but I think if you're asking me would I rather play with a lead than from behind, I'd say the lead.
Coach, how close was Wesley to playing, and do you think he'll get him back this week? He was pretty confident last week. They thought he was going to go.
Yeah, it's he's very close, and he'll be day-to-day Wednesday.
Does this diminish the Super Bowl talk a little bit at this point of the season?
We don't really talk about it, so but if you're referring to the outside, I really don't know that.
How about the image of the Broncos? They said it on TV yesterday even that, this is the favorite team to win the Super Bowl and all that.
I don't watch much TV, but, we're 6-1. We're not even halfway through the race yet. We'll be in charge of our own destiny, so time will tell. I can't predict the future.
I'm sure you've talked to Trindon about his ball security situation. What can you say to him that hasn't already been said?
I don't know, maybe say it differently. No. I think he understands it. And again, you got to give the other team, credit too. I mean, they practice and get paid. And, it was a good play on that guy's part, in my opinion. But we got to find a way to come up with the ball and hand it to the official. And that's something we say a lot around here, and that we'll continue to say and practice it. I mean, we do work on it very hard, and hopefully sometime we'll see the results of that.
Why has Caleb Webster been able to move up with you?
He's a good young player. I mean, he makes plays. I thought they tested him a couple times. I thought he answered very well, and he's a guy that works very hard, and he's earned the reps he's gotten.
Is he taking some snaps away now from DRC?
Not really.
That was the shoulder?
Yeah, we've put guys in and out. Guys leave the game for different reasons. But he's gotten playing time, and he's earned it.
Coach, Jake Hillman's fumble away. How'd you grade out your running game?
Like I said, we got into a situation in the game where typically, most people in this league, aren't trying to thump it at you. They're trying to recover from deficits.
Mike Shanahan had a pretty good goal here when you're going against him. What do you remember about the, or even if he's still here, or you know, anything left over from the Shanahan era as you...
Yeah, I don't know that there's been a lot of talk of that. You know, I know Mike personally. You know, he's been in the league a long time, done a lot of great things, and, you know, I know I have the utmost respect for him. But I'm not sure, you know, how many people are still here and all that stuff. But it hasn't been talked about a lot today. Most of our talking has been on the Indianapolis game.
Coach, what's something you learned about your team last night?
Well, I think, you know, we've got to play smarter. Thought we played plenty tough enough, you know, to come back from those deficits. You know, but in this league, when you play a good team on the road, you know, wasn't good enough to win the game. But we definitely, you know, the good news is I'll call it four turnovers, minus three in that department, and really still had a chance to win the game.
Anything else? Your thoughts on RG3? Does he look fully healthy to you?
I'll be honest with you. I've not really watched him yet. You know, I was on this trip last night. We got in at 4 in the morning and slept a little bit and came in here and graded our tape. So, you know, but in the off-season studies, you know, from a year ago, he looked very, very talented, both throwing and running the football.
John, I have one other one. That when Vickerson, you know, hit Andrew Luck, mm-hmm. When you saw that again, did it look like a pure flop? And should they do something about that?
Well, I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, I really can't comment on. But we will turn it in. And, you know, and then on the other side of that, we've got to do our best to stay away from the quarterback once the ball is delivered.
Did you have to have a conversation with Dickerson about some of those flags?
I have conversations with everybody.
Did